So just to end with a geshmak raid bite, it's obviously a morbid sugya, but to end with a fester raid bite, I mean, what's more geshmak than a shagas aryeh? And what's even more geshmak than three shagas aryeh? So just to end with a shagas aryeh, and this is raid that we've spoken about in the past, but the aim base medrash beloy chiddush, this is a bechina of the hafachti evel lechag, the other way around. To take a sugya that really is in hilchas avelas of a metashagas aryeh, there's nothing that makes it more geshmak. The Shagas Aryeh asks a bomb kasha on the sheet of the Rambam and the sheet of the Rif that holds Avelos the Yom Rishon is the Raisa. But this kasha of the Shagas Aryeh requires a tiny bit of an introduction. And that is, the Gemara in Mesechtes Sukkah, Daf Mem Ches Amar Aleph, and this is a Gemara in other places in Shas as well, darshins the Pasuk in Hilchis Sukkah that says, Vehoyisa Ach Sameach. So the Pasuk says that on Yontif, a person's supposed to be besimcha, but not just besimcha, but v'hoyisa ach sameach. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabban, v'hoyisa ach sameach, l'rabbis lele Yontif v'achre. That Pasuk is extra. There's already psukim that say that a person has to be besimcha on Yontif. It says v'samachta v'chagach. So what's v'hoyisa ach sameach coming to teach me? It's l'rabbis. It's l'rabbis lele Yontif v'achre. That the night of the last day Yontif, Sukkos. So what's the last day Yontif? Shmini Atzeres. Lel Shmini Atzeres, a person has a chiv to be besimcha. Says the Gemara, Yein Lel Yontif Arishin. How do you know that V'yisa Ach Sameach is L'Rabbis Lel Yontif Achrin, that there's a mitzvah of simcha on the night of Shmini Atzeres? Maybe the Pasuk is coming to say that there's a mitzvah of simcha the first night Yontif. K'shu'oimer Ach Cholak. When it says V'yisa Ach, Ach is a miut, meaning it can't be marba both. It can't be marba lel yontav achrein and be marba yontav rishon. In fact, it's going to be marba one and it's going to be mamayit the other. So the Gemara says, okay, but umaros the rabbis lel yontav achrein ulahotzi lel yontav rishon. Maybe go the opposite. How do you know that the ribuy of yisos someach is the rabbis lel yontav achrein and ach is lemayit lel yontav rishon? Efshef haker. Maybe vayisos someach is the rabbis lel yontav rishon and ach is mamayit lel yontav achrein. The Gemara, it's a svara. Marba ni leila yontif ha'achroin. It's mustabed to be marba till night of Shmini Atzeres, sheish simcha lefano. Because what was the days leading up to yontif? You are besimcha. Umoitzi ani leila yontif ha'rishoin, as opposed to the first night yontif, sheish simcha lefano, where there was no simcha. In other words, besikum. The Gemara says that there's a chiev to be besimcha belel Shmini Atzeres. How do I know it? I know from a pasuk. There would have been a havamina, maybe not. But I know from a pasuk, yeah. V'hoyisa ach sameach, v'hoyisa sameach. There's a ribuy of simcha. You have to be besimcha when? The night of Shmini Atzeres. At the same time, there's no chiv to be besimcha the first night yontif. How do I know it? From the same pasuk. Because the same pasuk that says v'hoyisa sameach tells me that there's no chiv to be besimcha the first night of yontif. Freak the shagas aryeh. If that's the case, I have a bomba of all bomba kashas. And that is, we know that if avelos comes in conflict with yontif, there's no Avelos on Yontif. Why not? The Gemara said, the first daf of Perek Ve'elu Magachin. It's because Avelos is an Aseh, and Yontif is an Aseh. But Avelos is an Aseh D'Yachid. It's a personal Aseh that a person, Lo'Yoleinu, is dealing with. Yontif is a national Aseh. It's a national celebration. Every single Yidin Klal Yisrael has a mitzvah Simchas Yontif. Yontif is what's known as an Aseh D'Rabim. Avelos is an Aseh D'Yachid. Aseh D'Rabim is Doichin Aseh D'Yachid. And it's for that reason, there's no Avelos that's ever going to be noyig on Yontif. What's the halacha? If a person was an novel before Yontif, Yontif knocks it out. And if a person became an novel on Yontif, Yontif pushes it off until after Yontif. But the bottom line is, there's no dine Avelos that are noyig on Yontif. Frank the Shagas Aryeh, according to the Rambam and the Rif, the first day of Avelos is Midday Raisa. Avelos is the Rabbah. But the Shittas Ram, the Shittas Arif, the first sheet in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Tzadi Ches is that Avelos B'yom Rishon is Day Raisa. And just to clarify, what does Avelos B'yom Rishon mean? It means, obviously, the day of the Misa and the Kfura. It also means that if a person dies and is buried during the day, the ensuing night, meaning that following night, is considered part of the Yom Rishon. Sometimes the night follows the day. Hilchos Avelos is one of those times. So the halach is that this person has a chiv to mourn midday raisa that first night. So freit the shagas aryeh. If somebody becomes an oval on erev yontif, Or if somebody comes in over the first night of Yontif, he should have a chiyuv to be noyeg avelus that first night Yontif. Why? Because the only reason there's no avelus on Yontif is because the asay de rabim of Tzimchus Yontif is noycha the asay de yachid. Of it's mevu in the Gemara in Sukkim em chesam and aleph that there is no chiyuv Tzimchus Yontif the first night of Yontif. The yiso ach sameach is mar belel Yontif aachroin, but it's moisi lel Yontif arishon. So if there's no mitzvah Tzimchus Yontif, so it comes out this person has a chiyuv of avelus. He doesn't have a chiyuv of Tzimchus Yontif. So the halacha should be that he should be noyeg avelus. And says the Shagas Aryeh, even though I'm masking, that even though the Gemara says in Sukkim Mem Chesam Aleph that there's no chiyuv Simchas Yontif in Deiraisa, but really there is a mitzvah Simchas Yontif, maybe been the Rabbanon, but avelus is Deiraisa. And Simchas Yontif at the most will only be a Rabbanon. So even though I say the Rabbanon is doich, I say the Yachid, of I say Deiraisa is for sure doich, I say the Rabbanon. So b'chayr that say the rice of avelus should be doicha that say the rabbanon of Simchas Yontif. So freak the shagasari according to the Rambam and the Rif that is avelus midday rice so that first night Yontif lu yitzuyer. That's the case if it's tacharisu giyoy mar if that is the day. So b'chayr there should be halacha that avelus is gonna be noik. V'loy shamanu v'loy roinu says the shagasari ever anyone to say such a chiddush that it would be possible for a person to be noik avelus on Yontif. The only reason avelus not noik on Yontif is because of Simchas Yontif. And I let Avelos be Deicha Simchas Yontif, not Simchas Yontif, and I say the Rabbah. This is only an I say the Yachid. That's all good if they're both Deiraisa, they're both Derabbanon. But if you have a case where the Avelos is a Deiraisa and the Simchas Yontif is a Derabbanon, then for sure the Avelos Deiraisa should be Deicha, the Avelos Derabbanon. Because if that's the case, Freik the Hilig Yishagas Aryeh, it should come out that there should be Avelos possibly, theoretically, that would be Noyig the first night Yontif. How come you don't find that? This is the Shagas Aryeh's great Sakasha. So it's Yodua. That Reb Chaim Brisker, and this is printed in Reb Chaim in stencils in Chedushei Agracha Lashas, said that he holds that it could be fundamentally pshat in the Gemara in Sukkim Chesam Aleph is different from the way that the Shagas Aryeh understood it. The Shagas Aryeh understood that when the Gemara says Vayisa Ach Samech L'Rabbi Yisrael Yontav Achroin and L'Hoitzi Leil Yontav Arishon that there's no chi of Simchas Yontav Midday Raisa at all. The first night of Yontif. Reb Chaim said, Tuchzach, that's not the case. So what then does the Gemara mean? So Reb Chaim said that what the Gemara means is that we know, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYekayim, Ein Simcha, Elo, Bibasa Shlomim. The way a person was Mekayim his mitzvah of Simchas Yontif was by eating meat from the Shlomim. That's why a Yid, once upon a time, on Yontif, he would bring three karbanas. He would bring an Oilas Riyah. It was a mitzvah to be Oilas Regel. So, you're coming to visit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you come like a mensch, you bring a gift. What was the gift? It was a carbon oilah. Additionally, there was a shalmei chagiga. A person had to bring a carbon. The yontif, the yoyim, is mechayiv, a carbon shlomim. But in addition to that, a yid would bring a third carbon. The third carbon was a shalmei simcha, and the purpose of it was simply to have meat from a shlomim. Like this, he could be mechayiv as mitzvah simchas yontif. Because the way to be mechayiv the mitzvah simchas yontif when there was a beis hamikdash was through a shalmei simcha. Stating that, today, we don't have a shalmei chagiga. But, according to the Rambam anyways, we do have a mitzvah of simcha, midday raisa. So the Gemara says that now that there's no shalmei simcha, how we mekayim the mitzvah of simchas yontif midday raisa? So the Gemara says that now that there's no beis hamikdash, ain't simcha elo biyayin. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, what about women? Women who don't like wine, how they mekayim their mitzvah of simchas yontif? So the Gemara says, b'roi lehem, you buy them nice clothing, you buy them jewelry, it's a Gemara. P'sochem daf kuf tesam erale. So Reb Chaim said, you see from the Gemara that there's two dinim in simchas yontif. There's a kiyum of simchas yontif that ain't simcha ela bebasar shlamim, but there's also a din of simchas yontif that you can be mekayim in other ways. Ain't simcha elo biyayin, ain't simcha elo bebigdei tzevoinim, noshim b'may mesamchon, children, you give them kloyos, you give them tchatchkes, you give them toys. So Reb Chaim said that there's really two dinim in simchas yontif. There's the general simchas yontif that you can be mekayim however it works, for you particularly. And then there's the din of Simchas Yontif Vein Bas Elav Shlom. So Reb Chaim said that when the Gemara says Vayisa Ach Sameach L'Rabbis Leil Yontif Achron U'Lahoytzi Leil Yontif Arishon, the Gemara didn't mean that there's no Simchas Yontif Midei Raisa at all the first night of Yontif. All the Gemara meant to say was is that that din Simchas Yontif, that's ain't Simcha Elav Shlomim, that's something you don't have the first night of Yontif. But as it relates to the more general mitzvah to be B'Simcha Yontif, which you could do with Yayin, you could do with jewelry, however, that of course you would have the first night of Yontif as well. And Reb Chaim said it's very muvan in the Gemara. Because what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, Vayisa Sameach is L'Rabbis Le'Yontif Achron. Ach is L'mayit Leil Yontif Harishan. The Gemara said, maybe if I cared, Umaraz. So Gemara said, no, it's Mistaber that we're being Marba Leil Yontif Achron, Sheken Yesh Simcha Lefanov. The 7 days leading up to Shmini Atzeres, you have a Simcha. As opposed to the first night of Yontif, where there was no Simcha Lefanov. So Rab Chaim said, what kind of Svara is that? What's the Svara? It sounds like a weak Svara. Because Shmini Atzeres, you were happy for 7 days, the motor's running, you're so pumped already for 7 days, okay. As opposed to the first night, you didn't start being besimcha yet. Mechatesi. Chaim said, you know what the Gemara means? The Gemara is handling specifically the Shalmei Simcha. The Shalmei Simcha is unique because the Shalmei Simcha, there, the way you mechaim the mitzvahs with the carbon. Now, you can't bring the carbon at night. Can't. You can never bring a carbon at night. So, Bal Karchach, if you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah of Simcha Siyantav with the Shalmei Simcha night, when are you going to bring the carbon? You will have brought it during the day. So, Zakrab Chaim, that's the svar of the Gemara. Bishloim, if we're being marbut, Leil Shmini Atzeres. So, when will you have brought the Shalmei Simcha on Yontif? It makes sense that on Yontif, which is a Zman of Simcha, you should have a din to bring a carbon, which is a Shalmei Simcha. But if you're coming to be marbut the first night of Yontif, when will you bring the carbon? Erev Yontif? Erev Yontif, which is not a Zman of Simcha, you have a din to bring a Shalmei Simcha, that's not Mistaber. So for that reason, said Reb Chaim, that's what the Gemara meant. But either way, Reb Chaim argued with the Shagasari. Shagasari understood the Gemara, Sukkim and Chesam and Alf, that the Gemara means that there's no Simchas Yontif at all the first night of Yontif. Reb Chaim said, Avada the Simchas Yontif. The Gemara just means the Simcha of Shalmei Simcha, that you don't have the first night Yontif. Said Reb Chaim, if he said, it's Miyush of the Shagasari's Kasha. What was the Shagasari's Kasha? According to the Rambam in the Rif, Vacharisa Kiyoy Mar, the first day of Velus is Deiraisa. So what would happen if a person's an Avo Rachman al-Son the first night of Yontif, and it's day one of the Avelos? He has Avelos Deiraisa. Simchas Yontif, he doesn't have Deiraisa. So if that's the case, over here, the Asay, the Rabbim of Simchas Yontif shouldn't be Doicha, the Asay, the Yochid of Avelos. Over here, the Asay, the Deiraisa of Avelos should be Doicha, the Asay, the Rabbanan of Simchas Yontif. So, Rab Chaim, that's all true if there's no Simchas Yontif at all the first night of Yontif. Rab Chaim said, "Avada is a din Simchas Yontif. You just don't have the Simcha through Shalmei Simcha, but a din to be with Simcha Avada you have the first night Yontif. And if that's the case, it's Miyushiv the Shagasari's Kasha. We once spoke out that this Shagasari and Shagasari is really Lishitasai. This Shagasari is Lishitasai to Ture Yevin in Mesechtes Megillah Daf Zayin. The Gemara over there is discussing a halacha that we learned recently, where the Gemara says that." Sudas Purim, Sha'achla Balayla, La Yotzi Yidei Chayvasei. If a person would eat his Sudas Purim at night, right, everyone knows, when do you eat Sudas Purim? Eat it during the day. But if you would eat the Sudas Purim at night, you wouldn't fulfill the mitzvah. Why not? The Gemara says, Yimei Mishta V'Simcha Ksev, because it says days of Simcha. Yamev Eloi Leilois, and therefore Sudas Purim, you can't be Yotzi at night. It's a chiddush, right? You can't be Yotzi Sudas Purim at night. It has to be during the day. Zok T'Shagasari and Turiyev and Migil Dav Zayin. Why? Why can't you be Yotzi Sudas Purim at night? So he says a Dover Nifla. He says Purim is a Yontif de Rabbanon. The Rabbanon were misaking the Yontif of Purim. Called the Tikkun Rabbanon Ke'en Dei Raisa Tikkun. Whenever the Rabbanon instituted something, they always instituted it Ke'en Dei Raisa. So when the Rabbanon were misaking the Yontif of Purim, they were misaking the mitzvah of Simchas Purim Ke'en the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. And just like Simchas Yontif, you don't have the first night, so too Simchas Purim, you're not going to have the first night either. And that's why if you want to eat the Sudas Purim, the first night Yontif, you're not going to be Yotza. So in the Achrayim, this is the Shagas Ari L'Shitasa. The Shagas Ari L'Shitasa, you learn the Gemara, Sukkim Em Chesem Adalav, when the Gemara says, Lohitzi Le Yontif Rishim, he says, no Simcha at all. Therefore, L'Shitasa, there'll be no Simcha on Purim either. Because called the Tikkun Rabbanon, came the Raisa Tikkun. Abba Leit Reb Chaim Brisker. The way Reb Chaim understood, Avada, there's a mitzvah Simcha Deiraisa. You just don't have the Shalmei Simcha that has nothing to do with Purim. So therefore you would technically, theoretically, based on the rule of Kol Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deiraisa Tikkun, have a mitzvah of Simcha the first night of Purim. But either way, this is the Shagas Ari L'Shitasai. This is raid that we've spoken about in the past. But the Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush, and that is, I found another Shagas Ari. And this Shagas Ari is also in the Turei Yevin. It's a Mesechtes Chagiga. It's on Daf Chesam Beis. It's related to a Gemara in Mesechtes Maikon. It's related to one of the sugyas, quote unquote, in Mesechtes Maikon. It's related to raid that we've spoken about already a few times, and it literally ties in half of a fella. And that is, the Mishnah says on Daf Chesam Beis, Ein Noisim Noshim B'Moed. You're not going to get married on Chol Moed. And the Mishnah is very, very clear. Lo Besulois, Lo Yalmanois, You can't even do Yibum on Chol Moed. Why not? The Gemara gave four reasons. The primary reason of the Gemara is Nesha ain't ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Because on Yontif, it's not just a mitzvah to be b'simcha, but there's a mitzvah to be b'simcha b'cha. B'cha b'teirascha, v'samachta b'chagechem at the Yontif. And if a person is going to be b'simcha with his wife, it's going to take away from the simcha of the Yontif. L'fisha ain't ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Frank the Shagasaria, a classic Shagasaria kasha. Mishnah in Mesechtes Beya, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis discusses a whole bunch of things that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos and Yontif midrabban. Again, let's be clear. Shabbos and Yontif midrabban. It's one of the most important Mishnayos in Shisha Sidra Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this. The Elohim Mishum Shos. The following is a list of things you're not allowed to do on Shabbos and Yontif. Like Oilam Be'ilam, you're not allowed to go on a tree. Like Reichel Gav Behemi, you're not allowed to ride on an animal. Like Shotan Al Pneyamayim, you can't swim. Like Metapchim, like Mesafkim, like Meraktim, you can't dance, you can't clap. That's a discussion. Additionally, loy dani, you can't paskin chaylas. Veloy mikachin, can't get married, no kedushin. Veloy chaltsin, no chalitza, veloy miyabin, there's no yibum. Veloy makdishin, you can't make something hektish. Veloy marichin, you can't make erichin. Veloy machrim, you can't make something cherim. Veloy makbin, trumas and maestris, and you can't be mafis, trumas and maestris. So a whole list of things they're not allowed to do. And the Gemara goes through each one and explains why you're not allowed to do it. Veloy miyabin. One of the things the Mishnah said you're not allowed to do on yontif is yibum. Says the Gemara, why not? My time. What's the problem? Why can't you do Yibum on Yontif? So the Gemara, Gzeir Shem Yichtav. Because we're afraid that if a person is going to do Yibum, he may end up writing a Ksuba. Yavim has to give a Ksuba, maybe. It's a Shiloh. But you may end up writing a Ksuba. And Gzeir Shem Yichtav, we say there's no Yibum on Yontif. Freak the Shagisar, yeah. Classic. He says, I understand. The Mishnah tells me that there's no Yibum on Yontif. Why? Gzeir Shem Yichtav. I have a Mishnah, my cotton, that chasam a base. Where the Mishnah says, Ein Noisim Noshim Bemoyed. Not besulois, not almonois, ve'ein miyabn. And the reason the Mishnah says is lefi she'ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, v'nei she'simcha ilar. Because of ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. That means even on cholamoid you can't do yibum. Why not? Because of ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. So if that's the case, freik the turi evan, freik the heilig shagis aryeh. Why do I need a new reason to tell me no yibum on yontif? Zerish em yichtav, tape a clay on yontif, there's also a mitzvah to be b'simcha. So if there's also a mitzvah to be b'simcha, you have the same ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. So for the same reason the Mishnah says in my Kondav Ches that ain miyab min on cholamoy lefisha ain marvin simcha b'simcha. So that's the reason ain miyab min on yontif lefisha ain marvin simcha b'simcha. It's bechlam asayim manif. There's a chiv simcha on cholamoy, which is a shayla. Kal v'chaymer ben benoishal kal v'chaymer. There's a chiv simcha on yontif. It's freak the shagis ayu. Why do I need a reason shem yichtoif for ain miyab min on yontif tepekle lefisha ain marvin simcha b'simcha? It's a bomb cash. And the shagis ayu says two terutzim. The first teretz the shagis ayu says maybe it would happen afkimin on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is yontif. But on Rosh Hashanah, says the shagis ayu, could be there's no mitzvah of simchas yontif. In fact, the shitas harishonim that hold you a lot of fast on yontif, on Rosh Hashanah. Because Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim Suchim, and that's like a whole shayla, whether there's a mitzvah Simchas Yontif Rosh Hashanah or not. Says the Shagis Aryeh, that if it's true that there's no Simchas Yontif on Rosh Hashanah, Shagis Aryeh says, I was Mayrich on this in my Sefer Shagis Aryeh. If there's no Simchas Yontif on Rosh Hashanah, so it's very geschmack, it would happen afkimin on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Yontif, so you have a Gzeir Hashem Yichtav, but there's no mitzvah Simcha, so there's no Eim Arvin Simcha v'Simcha. But then the Shagis Aryeh has another teretz. Zok the Shagis Aryeh, v'oid yeish loymar, that it would chappen afkemino. You know what an afkemino would be? Yeish loymar. The hodeh gazru al yibum b'yontif, mishum shvos, mishum leil yontif arishayinho. It would chappen afkemino, the first night of yontif. Because the first night of yontif, says the Shagis Aryeh, there's no mitzvah of simcha. Because v'yisach sameach is l'rabbis leil yontif achroin, and it's l'hoitzni leil yontif arishayin. K'moysha kosavti b'tshuva, zok the like I wrote in the tshuva. Which tshuva? This tshuva where he asked this bomb kasha on the Rambam and the Rif that it should be impossible. It should be gishayach such a hechatimtzo. It's not the Shagis Aryeh. In Turi Evan, that's where it happened afkemino. It would happen afkemino the first night of Yontif. Could a person do yibum? Als in ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, there'd be no problem because there's no mitzvah of simcha z'yontif. So that's why you have to come on to a new reason. You have to come on to Gzeir Hashem Yichtav. So the Shagis Aryeh's kasha was, what do I need? Miyabim Gzeir Hashem Yichtav. I have two nafkaminas. Either Rosh Hashanah where there's no simchas yontif, so you don't have a ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. I need a new reason. Talmud loy ma'ar gzeir Hashem yichlev. Or the first night yontif where it's lahoitzli leil yontif arishayim. Over there, I don't have a ma'arvin simcha b'simcha because there is no chiyav simcha. So for that, I have a new reason. Gzeir Hashem yichlev. Oh, but that's pashit. That this Turi Evan is Lashitasi in Shagasari. He even tells it too. Kamai Shakasafti Bachuva. It's all the Shagasari Lashitasi that holds there's no mitzvah Simchas Yontif at all the first night of Yontif. But like Rab Chaim Brisker, the Rab Chaim said, Avada is a mitzvah of Simcha. All the Gemara meant when it was Moitzi, Leil Yontif Arishin was the Shalmei Simcha. And like the Svar of the Gemara, the Fisha ain't Simcha Lefanim. So when are you going to bring the Shalmei Simcha? You can't bring a Simcha Diga Carbon and a Vachin Diga Tug. It doesn't work. So therefore, we might see it. But as it relates to Ain Simcha Lebiyayin, a big day Tzavoyinim, and all the other things, so Avada that mitzvah Simcha you would have. If that's the case, it's just not Kain Teretz, because Avada there is a mitzvah of Simcha. And if there's a mitzvah of Simcha, then Hadar Dina, say Ain Arvin Simcha to Simcha. The Teretz is, this is the Shagasarye, Lushitasoy in the Tshuva, where he asked his grace Akash on the Rif. It's the Shagasarye, Lushitasoy in Turi Evin, Mesachtis Megillah Dav Zayin. Where he said that the reason you can't be yoitz in the mitzvah of Suda Spurim Balailo is because it's called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Tairais Tikkun. There's no mitzvah Simchas Yontif Balailo. That's what he says here too. He said this would be the second Afkamina. It's interesting. There's Hagoyes on the Turi Evin that were written by the Burich Tam. So who is the Burich Tam? Everyone knows he was Reb Chaim Sanzer Shver. The Heilige Divrei Chaim Shver was the Burich Tam. And the Burich Tam wrote Hagoyes on the Shagas Aryeh. In his Hagoyes on the Shagas Aryeh, the Burich Tam asks, on this Turi Evin, he says, I don't understand the Turi Evin. Turi Evin is saying a Chiddush that there's no mitzvah Simchas Yontif the first night when? Of Yontif, based on the Gemara in Sukkah Memchesam and Aleph, because the Gemara says, L'rabis le Yontif Achron, L'hoitzi le Yontif Arishon. That's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara means there's no Shalmei Simcha. But the Gemara doesn't mean there's no Simcha at all. V'alzok de Baruch Tam, so dot zwei dinim in Simchas Yontif. So dot the din klali that a yid has to be b'simcha, and then this ain't simcha ela b'basa shlamim, and all the Gemara meant to be mitzi was that din of b'basa shlamim. In other words, the Baruch Tam, 50 years before Reb Chaim said Reb Chaim's lamdas, this two dinim and simchas yontif, and all the Gemara means over there is lahoitzi from the Basar Shlomim, but the Gemara never meant to be moitzi. Mamish Reb Chaim's aura on the Shagas Aryeh is the Baruch Tam's aura on the Turi Evvals in the Zelba Shagas Aryeh. And here was Reb Chaim Briske's aura in lamdas, and here is the Baruch Tam's aura in lamdas. But either way, this is all the Shagas Aryeh Lishitasa. But we'll just end. This kasha of the Turi Evvals, which is such a beautiful kasha, that why do you have to come on to Imiyabim Zerisham and Yichtoy? Tape a glate, Yontif anyways. Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. If on Cholomoyd you can't do Yibum because of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, then how can you do Yibum on Yontif? It's the same Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. I found this kasha, not shockingly, in the Torah from the Heilige Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer, Alatar, it's in Mesechtes Beya, Daf Lamed Vav. He asked the same kasha. And the Shagas Aryeh does, and the Chassam Sofer doesn't give two terutzim like the Shagas Aryeh. The Chassam Sofer only gives one teretz. He gives one of the two terutzim of the Shagas Aryeh. You know which teretz? He gives the first teretz. Zok Tichsam Sofer, it's Pashit. Nafkimir would be Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, there's no mitzvah Simchas Yontif. Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to fast. And because there's no mitzvah Simchas Yontif, so over there you wouldn't have a ma'arv and Simcha v'Simcha. Over there you would have to come on to a new reason of Gzeiru Shem Yichtov. Why didn't Tichsam Sofer say the second teretz of the Shagas Aryeh? He was only mechavin to the first teretz of the Shagas Aryeh. Tichsam Sofer wasn't mechavin to the second teretz of the Shagas Aryeh. Why? He didn't say the teretz. Pashit, because he held like Reb Chaim, and he held like the Baruch Tam, that the second teretz and ishkain teretz, because it's really geboit on the chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh, his own chiddush that he said again and again and again. And that is when the Gemara says in Sukkah, Memchesam and Aleph, Lahoitzi Leil Yontif Arishon, it means Lahoitzi Lagamri, there's no mitzvah of Simcha. But there's another mahalach that the Lamdim said, you can learn that Gemara. The Gemara just means Lahoitzi from the din. Simchas Yontif that you're mekayim al yedei the shalmei simcha. That's all the Gemara means, and that's the whole svar of the Gemara. That the reason there's no simcha is because there was no simcha yesterday. Who cares about yesterday? The Teretz says no, because if you're going to eat a shalmei simcha tonight, you would have had to have brought the carbon yesterday, and yesterday wasn't as much of simcha, so you couldn't have brought the shalmei simcha. But as it relates to the general din of Simchas Yontif, avada that you are going to have. That's why the shot. That's why the Chassam Sofer Lechayra said the first Teretz of the Shagas Aryeh, and he didn't say the second Teretz of the Shagas Aryeh. Because the Chassam Sofer held like Reb Chaim, and he held like the Baruch Tam, but this is this grace of Shaila, Hilchis Yontif, as it relates to Havelos, Shtaki Bizoichet, the Vahafachti, Ovel, Lechag, just a little bit of Geshmaka raid, as it relates to Dine Havelos, and the sugyas that we're learning in Masechtas Mayakot.